Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Hated by All. Christ sent his disciples out as sheep in the midst of wolves, which is to say, a hostile and dangerous context. Christ shows that we should expect persecution from the religious establishment, from the governing authorities, and even from family members. In Matthew 10:21, he says, Now brother will deliver up brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. This is intense. This verse is a takeoff of Micah 7:6 in the Old Testament, which describes a deteriorating spiritual condition so treacherous that even a person's own family members would turn on each other as enemies. The closest of human relationships, family relationships, will often see division and strife over the issue of Christ. This is especially challenging. In many situations in the world, if a family member converts to Christ, the family will turn on them in a big way. In some cases, the family considers the person dead and has nothing to do with them. In other cases, they may even try to kill the convert to Christ. This is especially true in Muslim context. Ed Glasscock says, quote, Jesus was not creating a positive image of ministry for these men. Yeah, I guess not. He continues, the contemporary church, which is frequently told that becoming a Christian will solve one's problems and that people will respect a believer, needs to hear this message. End of quote. And it gets even more extensive. He continues, Matthew 10:22, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But he who endures to the end will be saved. The world has a Christ problem. They hate Christ. John 15:18-19, Jesus said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. The cause of hatred is clearly stated to be because of Christ, for his name's sake. The idea of name in the Bible is that which represents a person, his nature, authority, position. To be hated for the name of Jesus is to be hated for what Christ stands for. Why did the world hate Christ? Jesus said, John 7:7, the world cannot hate you, but hates me because I testify of it that its works are evil. Jesus exposes the sin of the world, and the world hates him for it. If a person is willing to compromise on sin and not call a spade, if you're just willing to skate along to get along, the world may give you a pass. But if you call sin to be sin in Christ's name, then the world will hate you just like it did Jesus. The world hates Jesus for two essential reasons. Number one, he exposes the world as sinful. And number two, he claims to be the authority who will be the final judge. The issue is all about who we are as sinners and who Christ is as Lord and Savior. The world loves a broad way, but hates the narrow way. Matthew 7:13-14, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there are few who find it. John 10:9, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. Good works are not the door. Religion and rituals are not the narrow way. A moral life is not the way into heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6, Jesus himself is the narrow way. He is the only way. Paul said it this way, 1 Timothy 2:5-6, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. And note the extent of the hatred. Christ said, you will be hated by all for my name's sake. The whole world, in reality, hates Christ and his followers. Sometimes it's overt, sometimes it's more covert. But make no mistake about it, this world is not a friend of Christ. Romans 5:10 says, we were enemies when we were reconciled to God. We were not friendly. We were hostile in our orientation until God worked repentance and faith in our hearts. So hatred from the world should not surprise us. In fact, We should expect it. Peter wrote this to the suffering saints in 1 Peter 4:12-14. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. Christ says his followers will be hated by all for his name's sake, and we should expect mistreatment from the unbelieving world. But then he also promises that he endures to the end will be saved. Note again, the whole context here relates to persecution. What we have here is the perseverance of the saints in the context of persecution. True faith perseveres despite persecution. Now, indeed, there are degrees of faithfulness, but a true believer will never completely and finally apostatize. In fact, persecution is often a means of refining and shows who is real and who is not. 1 Corinthians 15:1-2. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which you also received and in which you stand, by which you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. In vain means it didn't hold, it didn't continue, it didn't persevere, it didn't continue on. Hebrews 10:38-39. Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, abandons the faith, if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, damnation, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. Endurance of persecution is the hallmark of genuine salvation. Note very carefully that perseverance is not the cause of salvation, but rather the fruit of it. It's the evidence of it, not the means. Revelation 2:10, do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Revelation 12:11, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Revelation 17:14, these will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.